Station 2, Jesus Prays in the Garden of Gethsemane. Artist Senna Ernst. Not my will, but yours be done, is a representation of Jesus at Gethsemane praying to God in his final hours. I chose a willow tree because I find them very beautiful and gentle, and I chose a cloudy sky to represent the crucifixion that was coming. The colors of the flowers help to show that even in darkness, there is light and joy. I chose a more simplistic look for Jesus because the softness of it shows his innocence. I am thankful to be included in this project, and I pray that anyone who sees it is inspired by Christ's obedience.
A reading from the Gospel according to Matthew, chapter 26, verses 36 to 42. Then Jesus went with them to a place called Gethsemane, and he said to his disciples, "Sit here, while I go over there and pray." And taking with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, he began to be sorrowful and troubled. Then he said to them, "My soul is very sorrowful, even to death. Remain here and watch with me." And going a little farther, he fell on his face and prayed, saying, "Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will." And he came to the disciples and found them sleeping. And he said to Peter, "So, could you not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray that you may not enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." Again, for the second time, he went away and prayed, "My Father, if this cannot pass unless I drink it, your will be done." A reading from the Gospel according to Luke, chapter 22, verses 39 to 46. Jesus went out, as usual, to the Mount of Olives, and his disciples followed him. On reaching the place, he said to them, "Pray that you not fall into temptation." He withdrew about a stone's throw beyond them, knelt down, and prayed, "Father, if you are willing, take this cup from me. Yet not my will, but yours be done." An angel from heaven appeared to him and strengthened him. And being in anguish, he prayed more earnestly, and his sweat was like drops of blood falling to the ground. When he rose from prayer and went back to his disciples, he found them asleep, exhausted from sorrow. "Why are you sleeping?" he asked them. "Get up and pray, so that you will not fall into temptation."